anymore. She's right. The Yishu's right. She has a right to say, I want back those dishes that I gave you. Rashi betito kelel, she has a right to say, give me back those kelim. Rabbi Ami Omar hadini moy, no, the din is like the husband. The husband has a right to say, when we got married, you gave it to me. I was makabel the achrayis. If it breaks, I have to still pay you for it. So the pshat is, like, I own it, and I have to pay the value of it. So I'll give you the value and not the kelim itself. Rav Yehuda Omar hadini mo. Yehuda said the din is with her. Why? Mishum shvach beisaviha. There's a sword to say an Isha likes what she had from her father's house. Like when she first got married, she gave you these beautiful dishes that she had from her father's house. It means a lot to her. What do you call sentimental value? It means something to her. So therefore, you can't just give her the money. She has a right to say she wants back those kelim. Rav Ami Omar, Rav Ami says, though, hadini moit. We had no, Rav Ami says, no, that the husband is right. He has a right to say, I'll only pay you back the value, not the money. Kivun di Yom Amar, since we said before, what's the pshat from Nichsei Tzoyin Barzel? That when Isha gives these things to the husband and writes it in the Ksuba, so we say, Yemesu Mesu Loi. Let's say these dishes break, so the husband has to pay for it. V'yemoy Siru Hoy Siru Loi. Let's say they get more, they become more valuable now, the prices go up on them, so the husband gains on the price. Like they made a shuma, when they got married, they put in the ksuba exactly how much it was worth then. It was worth $100 then. Let's say Bishashi gets a get that's worth $200. The husband only has to pay $100. So we see like what? Hoyo v'chayi b'chriyusen. Since the husband is chayi b'chriyusen, yoichlu. The husband has the right to use them up. He could eat them, break them if he wants to. So for sure he's allowed to keep them. And when he gives her a get, true, he has to pay you for it, but that's all. He'll pay you the value of it, but not the kelim itself. So that's the smachloikis. That since the husband has a chrayus on it, so he considers like it's his, or else no, Rabbi Yehuda said, there's a svara, shvach beisaviya dido heavy. That since she has says she has a special value to her, it's a parent, it came to her from before, she wants it back. So Mer says, Omer Rav Safra, mi kitoni fehen shaloi, so it's a saying in the Mishnah that the husband has a right to keep it. The Mishnah just says it's a svara that since the husband is chayim bach yusan, we look as if those avodim like our kinyan of the kohen. That's why the Mishnah is talking about that with a kohen, God that got married to an amono, and the amono brought in these avodim that are nichseit, so in Barzol, they're allowed to eat truma. Because we look as if they're the kinyan of the kohen, because since he's chayim bach yusan, therefore they're allowed to eat. Uli yoylam lavdi day ninu. But I tell you, maybe no, maybe they're not considered his though, maybe. Maybe if you want to know, he's allowed to hold on to it even later, to say, I want to pay you the value of it, not to give you back the extra kelim. Maybe no, that the Mishnah does not say. It says now, what does our Mishnah say? That if the Kohen Gadol married an Amona, and she brought in Avodim, of Tzoyin Barzel, since these avodim, we say now the Kohen Gadol has the achrayus on them. If they die, he has to pay for them. If they get more valuable, he gains. So therefore, they're allowed to eat truma. Is that true? That the cholecha the chayi b'chriyusin achli b'truma. They're allowed to eat truma because of the Kohen. For your tanaim, we learned like this: Yisrael shesocha pora mikoyin. A Yisrael rented a pora, an animal from a Kohen. Is Hareza Yachleno Kashine Truma. He, the Yisrael, even though you're a Yisrael, you can't eat Truma. You're not allowed to feed your own animals Truma. But here you're allowed to feed this Parah Truma. Because it's the Kain's Parah. You're only rented it from the Kain. And the opposite way, what about Kain Shesocha Parah Mi Yisrael? A Kain rented a Parah, a cow, from a Yisrael. Is Afapi Shemazon Seho Olov? Even though the Kohen that rents it now, he has to feed it. That's part of the obligation of the Seicher. You have to feed the animal, but still the Locher is Lo Yachlenu Kashine Truma. The Kohen now is not allowed to feed this Parah Truma. Why? Because really it belongs to the Yisrael. You're only renting it from Yisrael. So what's the Kasha? Even though when you rent it, you have a Chrayus on it, you have Chiyuvim for it. If it gets stolen, you have to pay for it. So we see, even though you have a chrayus on the parah when it's rented to you, it does not make it like it's yours. And if you're a kohen, even if the kohen, if the parah belongs to Yisrael, you can't give a truma. And we don't say the chi of a chrayus makes it like yours. So the kasha to our Mishnah. So Marius is poshid. The Tizbra will answer you like this. Nihina midim achaya b'gneva v'yavedo. True, a shayim esocher. If you rent something, you pay to use it. What are yichuyuvim? Yichaya b'gneva v'yavedo. Let's say it gets stolen, you have to pay it back to the bailim. Let's say it gets lost, true, you have to pay it back. But beyond seo, b'choshu v'nafcho domeo, mi mechayiv. But is a shayim esocher chayiv an oinsin? If an accident happened, that or else the par itself became worth less, or an nafcha got fatter, got worth more, does the seicha gain on the deal? Avada, that does not have to do with the seicha. That belongs to the maskir. That belongs to the original owner. So the pshat is, when you rent something, you don't own it, because you don't have a chiyav achrayis. In the Mishnah, when the isha gives you her nichsei tzorin barzom, the achrayis is upon the kohen, the husband. If it dies, the kohen still has to pay for it. Even though it's an oinus, still is chayiv beyond sale. So that's called the chiyav achrayis. That's called it's yours. Mashenkin over here by a shayim esocher, that you're only renting it, that you're not chayiv be'oinsin, you're only chayiv b'gnevi v'aveido, that's not called the chiyav achrayis, therefore it's not yours. So Gemara says, holay dam yel le'sefer. Our Mishnah talk is doing it to the sefer over here. So what it says, Yisrael shesom poro mikoyin. If Yisrael was shom means he took a poro from a koyin, it belonged to the koyin, but he made a shuma. That means he took the value, how much it's worth, and Yisrael now takes a chrayis and tells the koyin that if it dies, I'll pay you back the exact value of this poro. If the poro gets worth more later, I'll only pay you back the value of it now. That's called Yisrael shesom poro mikoyin. Or Yisrael took a cow from a kohen, but made a shuma. He evaluated how much it's worth, and he only has to pay back how much it's worth. That's called Yisrael has an achrayis. So the locher is, lo yachlenu kashin truma. Hitaka not allowed to feed him truma anymore. Because since here the Yisrael has the chiyav achrayis, it's as if it belongs to the Yisrael now, and therefore Yisrael can't feed his animal truma. Avul kohen, the opposite way. A kohen shesham parmi Yisrael. A kohen went down to a Yisrael, took his cow, but he made up with the Yisrael, I'm making a shuma now. We're going to evaluate this para, how much it's worth now. That's what I owe you. Whether it dies, whether it gets worth more or less, I'll pay you back this amount. That's called the kohen has a chiyav achrayis. In such a case, yachlenu kashina truma. Then you are talking allowed to feed him truma. So you see, it's a good raya to our Mishnah. So whoever has a chiyav achrayis, achrayis means no matter what happens to it, even a noinus, an accident happens, it dies, you still have to pay for it. So there the pshat is, we say, really it's yours. You have a kinyan on it. Just call the man, it's dead, it's here, you give it back. But lamais, it belongs to you. Therefore, in the Mishnah, the kohen can feed them truma, and over here, whoever made the shuma, a kohen or Yisrael, it depends. If the kohen has the shuma, he can feed the truma. If Yisrael has the shuma, he can't feed the truma. So you see, you go both for achrayis. Mar says, Yosef Rabba for Rav Yosef, Bishiloi Pirkud Rav Nachman. Both Rabba and Rav Yosef are both sitting back in the back of the shear from Rav Nachman. Drashik Shmasayin HaDrosha. When they finished the drosha, they sat down. The Yasvi, he also sat down, or Karma, they said like this, Tanya Kavosad Rav Yehuda, Vatanya Kavosad Rav Ami. We have a right to both of them. Again, in the case where the Isha gave her kalim a tzayin barzel to the husband with Iksuba, and then by the get she wants to get it back, does she have a right to ask for the exact kalim, or the husband could say, no, I'll only give you the value. So we have a right to both of them. Tanya gavosu to Rabami. I'll bring your right to Rabami. The word avdei tzayin barzel. When an Isha has tzayin barzel, that means she gives over her avodim to the husband with a chiyav achrayis. Says no matter what happens to them, you have to pay her back the value of it. So locher is yoitzin b'shein vayin liyish. They go out b'shein vayin from the husband. Avuloy liyisha, not to the isha. So you see clearly that even though it's tzayin barzel, it was the isha's avodim, but since the husband has nachrayis, we consider it's like the avodim of the ish, and therefore if the man hits his other, the eved's eye, or the eved's tooth knocks out the eved's tooth or the eved's eye, the eved goes out free. Avuloy liyisha. Let's say the isha knocks out his eye or his tooth, he does not go out free. The halacha is by Neved Kenani only if the master knocks out his eye or his tooth, does he go out free? So Rashi says, "B'shein v'ayin liyish im simu habalas enoi avuloi liyisha im simsa enoi delav didohu." We don't consider it like it's his. So you see what Sein Abbas is considered like it's the husband's. Says the Raya to Rabami, that the Isha does not have a right to take it. The husband has a right to say, it belongs to me, I'm not going to give you these things. I'll only pay back the value of it, but not the actual kingdom. Now, Tani Kavos Reb Yehuda. We have a Raya to Reb Yehuda. Tawa Tamachnes Shum Labailo, Renisha brings in Honechos and Modishes to the husband, without Sein Abbas the Lashuma, means we evaluate it how much it's worth right now, and the exact how much it's value. The husband has to pay him. If the husband wants to sell these things, he's not allowed to sell these things. So you see, even though the husband has a key chiv achrayis, the husband has to pay the value of it, but calls the man it's ben, we consider it as like it's still the isha. Therefore, if the husband wants to sell it, he has no right to sell it. So therefore, avada, when he gives her a get, of course, he would have to give it to her directly back. He can't keep it. He's not allowed to sell it. For lawyer, not only this, elafilo echnisa lo shum mishaloi. Even if what? Hichnis lo, he brought into her. A shum mishaloi, emrotza ba'limcha lo yimchor. If the husband wants to sell it, also he cannot sell it. If the husband gave over the shumah to the isha, so the mice, like neither of them now are a bailam to sell it. A shumah, the pshat is that I'm letting you use it now. But Kol Zaman is Ben, you have to give it back to me. But the husband has no right to sell it either, because he gave it over to his wife right now. What about Mochru Shneim Lepanosa? Let's say both of them sold it together. So Zeho Yemaisav Ne'er Rishim Gamliel. V'yomar Habal Moitzum Yad HaLekuchas. And he says, no, it's not called a sale. The husband has the right to take it away from the Lekuchas. So Rashi said like this, Mochru Shneim means Oy Zeh Oy Zeh. He's not that both together. It means either one of them sold it. Either the husband himself sold it, or else the Isha himself sold it. So halacha is the sale is not chal, so the husband has a right to take it away from lekuchas. So you see clearly that when you make a shuma, it's not considered yours completely. Like when the Isha brings in Sein Abbasel, even though the husband has a right to use it, and he's chayim b'achrayis, if it breaks, he has to pay back the value for it, but we do not consider it the husband's. It's not his completely, it still belongs to her, therefore he can't sell it. Therefore when she gets a get, of course she has a right to ask for that object back. Omar Rav Omer Rav Nachman, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, with a paskin like Rav Yehuda, that a dini mo, that she has a right to get back the exact kelim. Whatever she brought in, sorry, no barzel, she has a right to ask it back, to get it back. Omar Rav Rav Nachman, for a tani kavos the Rabami, we learned the right to Rabami. So he answered, ah, for God, the tani kavos the Rabami, even though true, you brought a raya, one bryce as mashma Rabami, about Mistabra, time with Rabbi Yehuda. It's a svara like Rabbi Yehuda says. And what's the svara of Yehuda? Mishum shvach beisaviyah. Because it's a svara what the Isha brings in when she gets married from her father's house, has a sentimental value. It means something to her. She wants it. So Mela, it's a svara, she has a right to get it back. When she first got married, she gave it over to her husband, you could use it. These are nice dishes I got from my father's house. It means a lot to me. I'll let you use it now. But in the case that she gets a get, she has a right to tell the husband, you have to give it back to me. So Yehuda is a good svara. That's why the Allah we pass like Yehuda. Mora says, what's up in the story? Who is to stop with a lady? The ayul le legavru itzdala demilsa. She gave her husband, when she first got married, a nice coat, nice shirt. She gave her husband itzdala demilsa, a nice coat or jacket, whatever it is. Diksuba sin diksuba. That what she said, you could use it now. Kol zman we're married. For whenever I get my ksuba, I have a right to get it back. Shochiv. So now the husband died. When the husband dies, the Isha gets a ksuba, so she has a right to get this jacket back now. Aba shakluhu yasmi, the Simon went fast and took this jacket. Or pursua misna. They spread it over the mace, they covered the father with it, like the use of a tachrichim for the mace. So what's the loch now? Could the Isha get it back or not? Amarova kanya misna. He should know she has no right to get it back anymore. Since the assignment put it over the mace, it's considered like the mace is kainer it now, it's his tachrichim, and it's also bano, and you can't take it anymore. She has no right to get it back. Oh, malay nanani. Bray the Rav Yosef, bray the Rav Rav Kano. So Rav Nani told over to Rav Kano, I, v'homa Rav said, I'm Rav Nachman, look, Rav Yehuda. I, Rav himself, passing like Rav Yehuda. That what, that the din is imo? That she has a right to say, what I gave you, I have a right to get back. So since she gave her husband this coat, She has the right to say, I want her back. So how could these women go and take her and use her for herself? She has the right to say, I want her back. Or Malay, they said back, Miloy Moide Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechusa Gvaina, that Lamaisa, it's not hers yet. She did not collect it. Like Lamaisa, when she got married, she gave it to her husband to use. Now when the husband died, it's still the husband's really. She has a right to collect it to get it back from the husband. But she didn't collect it yet. Since she did not collect it back yet, it was still, when the husband died, it was still in his reshus. And when the Yisraimim now took this clothing and put it over the mace is koina, and it has an Isser Hanor now, and she can't use it anymore. And the Gemara says, Ravel Ataime. Ravel goes according to his own tam. The Yama Ravel says, Hegdish. When something becomes Hegdish, has Kedusha. Like over here, when you put these Tachrichim, these clothing over the mace, these clothes become Kodush. It has an Isser Hanor now. Or else Chometz, on Pesach, the Chometz is